$249 million to support Palestinian refugees. An agreement on the three-year initiative was signed in the occupied territory by a European Union delegation and the UN's Agency for the Refugees, UNRWA. $98 million is earmarked for this year. EU ambassador says it's important to continue supporting the UN agency until a political solution for Palestine refugees is found.
It's life-saving, it's essential, it's indispensable. Until we find a solution where the 5 million refugees of Palestinian origin find a home either in their land of origin or in the areas where they are temporarily are being hosted.
UNRWA has seen an increase in demand for its services, as the number of registered Palestinian refugees has increased along with their levels of poverty. More than 1.2 million Palestinians in Gaza rely on the agency for food aid, health, and education. More than 80% of the population live in poverty, and over 60% are unemployed. But the UN agency warned that the money isn't enough to fund what's needed.
Whilst this contribution is significant, it doesn't fully cover the gap that we will have this year on our funding. At this stage, we understand we're still going to be about $100 million short for our regular programming for refugees in the region.
In 15 years, Gaza has seen five wars, hundreds of escalations and airstrikes, and Israel's blockade that's kept many people in the territory in despair, killed thousands, and destroyed infrastructure.
Israel's tight restrictions on patients leaving the besieged enclave for treatment and on the entry of medical equipment and medication have also left Gaza's health system in crisis.
Let me remind you, one-third of the cancer patients in Gaza only are permitted to have access to West Bank or East Jerusalem facilities. One-third only. What happens to the rest? We don't have a cancer hospital here.
Under Israel's blockade, the territory is isolated from the outside world. And many here say, as long as it goes on, its 2.3 million people will continue to be deprived of basic necessities. Yumna Seyed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.